The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, throughout this week, Jesus has been addressing the Pharisees and calling them to move beyond the external holiness through their practices following the law to really to have love in their hearts, to be transformed on the inside. That's the hypocrisy that Jesus is warning us of today. It's easy for us to do all the right things on the outside, but are we living the Eucharist that we come to receive on Sunday or during daily Mass? Are we growing in holiness? Are we loving others and serving others and helping them get closer to God? Remember yesterday, Jesus blamed the Pharisees that they put all these burdens on people but never lift a finger to help them. Are we helping our brothers and sisters to get to know Jesus? Do we share our faith with them, so they know why do we follow Christ as his disciples? But for that transformation to happen, it takes a very important aspect, and that's trust. Do we trust God? You know, of course, we're all going to say, yes, I trust God. But take some time today and reflect on your life. Can you show example or pinpoint of examples in your life? Will you trusted God, accepted God's will, rather than kept pursuing your own will? See, trusting God means surrender. We have to surrender our will to God. And that's why Jesus talks about the sparrows. God is the God who loves us. He's our Father. He cares for us. He wants the best for us. He wants eternal life for us. But we have to cooperate and surrender ourselves to his will. We have to remain faithful to him. And that's not easy. That's very difficult, especially for adults. That's why Jesus keeps saying, well, you have to become like children. Obviously, not in age, but in trust. Children trust the parents. They trust the adults. We need to trust our Heavenly Father. Jesus talks about you should be afraid of God, not afraid of God in the sense that God, you know, we're afraid of him, but afraid if we don't surrender ourselves to God, what's the consequences? Just like we are afraid, you know, we buy insurance, medical insurance. Why? Because we're afraid we might get sick and not be able to pay the bills. That's the fear that Jesus is telling us to have for God, but obviously not to be afraid of God. We worry about too many things. We work hard for many things. How hard are we working to make sure we get to heaven and help our loved ones to get to heaven too?